Today is Wednesday, March 25th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. And do you listen? And today I'm being extra geeky because, I like to do things for, well, like I've mentioned previously, I'm becoming less technical at work because I'm doing this product owner stuff. And so over the next, quarter or two, if I like it, I'm going to be doing all of this product owner stuff, and I'm going to get less and less and less technical. Although I can actually assign some technical tasks to myself and, work with the tech lead on the project to, make sure I can still do defect fixes and stuff like that. So I can stay technical if I want to, or at least partially, but my main job will not be, will not be technical in nature if I choose to stick with this. And so, at home, I'm a very technical person. And so at home, I want to stay technical. Well, part of the way I stay technical is Pride 48, because all of the stuff, the website and, probably to some people's chagrin, the website, the chat room, the live stream, all of that is all managed by me. We're not paying any, we are paying, but we're not paying for the actual, for like services. We're not like hosted on a website company. We're not, the live stream is not some company that provides a pre-configured live stream. You know, all of that was set up by me. We're, all we rent is servers. Like we rent virtual servers from a company, and then I set up all the software on the servers and I do all that. And again, sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't go well. It does give us some features that, wouldn't be available or would be much more costly, possibly, on different services. But it, basically, it allows me to have complete control of everything and, and screw it up a lot of the time, probably. But anyway, so one thing that I've been noticing, I switched to a different chat room software, and that has not been working very well. But I didn't like the one we were using before either. There's just not really a good option out there that's real stable and, works really well for logging in through a website. Because basically, IRC, which is what we use, is really, going away. It's not going away, but I mean, it's very old and, not many people use it anymore. And it's just, it's going away eventually. I mean, there are a lot of technical people who still use IRC, but I wouldn't say it's something that's really user-friendly, and you can have all kinds of stuff go wrong. So basically I was thinking, well, what could I do to replace that? And Daniel had recommended something. He had recommended Discord, which is a chat service that is, we would not host. It is hosted by Discord, and it's what a lot of gamers use for their chat. So I decided, okay, well, I'm going to give that a try, but I want to connect a Discord server to our current IRC channel. And man, this is going to be one of those, sorry, you guys, if you're not technical and this is like boring you, you can skip over this episode and go to the next one. But anyway, so I've been working on this for just like a day. I mean, nothing too serious, but now rather than host this on the server that we're paying for, I've got a Raspberry Pi, which again, those of you who are not very technical would be like, a Raspberry Pi? How are we going to chat using a Raspberry Pi? I can eat a Raspberry Pi, but I've got a small little computer. I've got a couple of them called Raspberry Pi and Raspberry Pis, and I don't use them right now for anything. And I need to set up a script that will basically take messages from our IRC chat room and post them in a Discord and vice versa. So basically, we can have Discord and IRC running at the same time. And those who don't feel comfortable figuring out how to log into Discord can still log into our normal IRC, and they'll see everyone's messages even if they're in Discord. So anyway, I've been playing around with that. So now I'm sitting here waiting for my Raspberry Pi to update so I can see if I can get that working. Anyway, that is what, other than working, that's what I've been doing for the past day, is just kind of playing around with that. Not the Raspberry Pi. I've been looking at different options for how I could do it. And that one looks like the best right now if I can get it working. So we'll see, you know, we'll see how all that goes. But that's what I've been doing. And last night, since we've been doing like a what have I been cooking, last night we had turkey burgers. And I made, what I do, because I get the really, really lean turkey, like 99% fat free or whatever, and 99% lean or whatever they call it. And so what I do, because, again, I haven't really gone back on Weight Watchers, but if I were doing Weight Watchers, eggs are 0 points. And so, and if you get turkey that's at 0% or not, sorry, 99% lean, that's also 0 points on my plan. And so what I do is I'll take ground turkey, but at that 99% lean, but it's very dry, especially if you want to make like a burger out of it. It becomes like a hockey puck. So what I do is I mix an egg. I whisk an egg up, and then I mix it in with the turkey, and really, really wet, like super wet. And not even a pound of turkey to an egg, like maybe, I don't know, a half a pound to one egg or something. And it's very wet and loose, but I just form it into a loose burger patty, and then I put it in a hot pan, and it comes together, you know, as it's cooking, basically. But I put salt and pepper, and then I flip it and I salt and pepper the other side like you would. So I did that, and then I've been using this you can buy this holy guacamole, the little individual packets. So I put half of a packet on Mark's and half of a packet on mine, and then mayonnaise, whatever. He likes mayonnaise and ketchup, and then I like mayonnaise, and I like mustard as well. So I did that. I put pickles on mine. I put tomato and lettuce and onion, and I put the cheese on there, and then I covered it, and then put a little bit of water to steam it and make the cheese melt. And then we had some curly fries, but I did them in the air fryer. So I'm not actually frying them, but they actually come out crispier if you air fry them versus when you do them in the oven. So anyway, I did that, and we watched American Idol. And, you know, I will say this about American Idol this year, and they are getting we watched The Voice and American Idol. And used to, I'd be like, oh my God, The Voice has such better singers than American Idol. This year, it is exactly the opposite. American Idol has some fantastic singers, much better than The Voice has been getting for the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 seasons on The Voice. And maybe The Voice was getting, you know, better singers when American Idol was going downhill. And now that American Idol, I guess, is on more of an upward trajectory since they started it back with Katy Perry, maybe people have been flocking back to American Idol. I'm not really sure. But we did that, and then I just worked all day today as per normal. And P90X again after I record. I hope it's yoga today, because I just really want to do something that's... Yoga's not easy, but at least it's not doing sit-ups or push-ups or pull-ups or, you know, something like that. Or cardio. Oh my God, the cardio that we did yesterday was like full of squats and like burpees, where you're actually... I don't know how to describe it. You're jumping down onto the ground, like you kick your legs out and you go into like a push-up position, but you do it from standing. Anyway, I can't describe it. If anybody knows what a burpee is, like a lot of that type of movement, and it's super like, oh my God, your heart's racing. I know that's good for you, but I mean... So I'm hoping today is yoga so I can just have a relaxing sort of, you know... I'm not very good. I haven't exercised in like a year probably, so I'm not really good at all this stuff right now. I used to be in much better shape than I am, but so, you know, my balance is not great and my flexibility is not great, but at least it's kind of more relaxed and, you know, you do the best you can and, you know, that's it. And then we'll just, Church was is going to be online only again this coming Sunday, so no church orchestra rehearsal tonight. And so we'll just, you know, watch some TV and eat dinner. I don't know what I'm going to cook yet, but I have some pork, so I'm probably going to do some sort of Asian-style pork with a peanut sauce and some sugar snap peas with some noodles or something. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do, but maybe I'll do that. All right. Well, I hope everyone's doing well with their quarantining. And I'm going to go ahead and end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.